Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishva Asar Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makis Daf Yudalef. And in Mudalef, the Mishnah tells us that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim used to feed the people that went to Arei Miklot, so they won't daven on their kids to die so they can leave the Arei Miklot. Ask the Gemara, but a klos chinom doesn't work. A person can't just say that someone should die for no reason. Says the Gemara, the Kohanim Gedolim are a little bit to blame. Shayalem levakash rachim al doyrom v'loy bikshu. They showed daven for their generation that they should not be the ritzicha b'shoigik. So there's a lot to talk about the inyan that we see here in the Gemara. But one thing that really comes out very strongly is why specifically the Kohen Gadol needs to daven there should be no killing. Why has to do with Kohen Gadol? L'chor, there's many gedoy le'ador and they should daven. Specifically, Kohen Gadol is to blame. So the Mashah of the Yom Chidushi HaGadol says that when Kohen Gadol went in Yom Kippurim and davened in Kodesh HaKadoshim, there he should daven for the gzeiro of Miso that should be go away from Am Yisrael. And the Mashah L'chor is referring to what's brought down the Targum Yoynes of Menuzil in Parshas Masay, Bamidbar Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chofei. Today, when it speaks about that the Ritzeach goes to the Yermiklot Ad Mois HaKoyen HaGadol, says Targum Yoynes of Menuzil, Umitul, because the Loitzoli B'Yoyme De Kippuri B'Kodesh Kutshaya didn't daven Yom Kippur in Kodesh Kadoshim Atlas Averin Kashon the Loitzaklon Amo Beis Yisrael. The three various chamuras Am Yisrael should not do, Ritzorosh, Gilui Harayah, Shvichas Domim. And because he didn't daven that way, so that's why he's to blame. So it seems that the Kohen Gadol has a special opportunity to daven on these things when he goes to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Two things need explanation based on this Marsha and this Targum Yoynes of Menuzil. Is that first of all, why Dafka Beritzicha we find this thing that Kohen Gadol is to blame? We don't see that in Avodah Zarah or in Gilui Arayos. And the second thing is, many of the first you point this out, that according to this, only Kohen Gadol, there was a Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, he will have a taina against that they should have davened. But someone who was not a Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, so he did not have this opportunity going to Kodesh Kadoshim, he should not be to blame. So l'chora, according to this pshat, we're going to have a problem with this, and many ask this question, stay with the question. The Mishkanus Yaakov, on Parshas Maaseh, he brings this, and he says it maybe a little different. He says, nothing to do with Yom Kippurim, but we know that one of the clothing of a Kohen Gadol is Mechapel Shvichus Domim. So if the Kohen Gadol wore the clothing the right way, that would stop these averes from happening. It would be a kapara. But if he did not wear the right way with the right machshavo, so then there's a taina and a Kohen Gadol, and that could be with any Kohen Gadol when you wear the Shmoinim Kodim. Al Kopanim, this Mahalach goes with the idea that there's a claim in the Kohen Gadol that because he didn't daven, that's why there's some taina against him. That's why he's supposed to be responsible for this Ritzeach to leave the Arei Miklot. The Maharal disagrees with this concept. The Maharal says it can't be the Kohen Gadol. You come with a tiny Kohen Gadol because he didn't daven on them. That is called Darcheo Darchinoyam. That's not the Darchinoyam of the Torah. The Maharal speaks about it both here in the Chiddush HaGadol and in the Guri and Parshas Maaseh on Rashi. Because Rashi in Chumash on this same pasuk, which speaks about Moisa Kohen Gadol, he says two explanations. Explanation number one, he brings a medrash. So the medrash says that the Kohen Gadol ba lehashroi shechina b'Yisrael ulaharich yameim. The Kohen Gadol brings the shroi shechina to Am Yisrael. And the Ritzeach ba leselek et hashechina b'Yisrael. He's going to take away the shechina. So therefore, ein kedai shiyeh lifnei Kohen Gadol. That's why the Ritzeach should now be in front of the Kohen Gadol. Then Rashi says, dover acher, another explanation. Lefi shayal the Kohen Gadol yispal sheloi teirat hakol hazu leYisrael. The Kohen Gadol should have davened that this thing should not happen. So the Maharal says, what's Mashmah with it from Rashi? There's two different explanations. One explanation is the Medrash, that it's not right for the Ritzeach and Kohen Gadol to be together. And we'll explain that a little bit more in a minute. The second explanation is a taina that Kohen Gadol should have davened. Says the Maharal, the second thing is not a taina. That's not a reason that the Ritzeach depends on the Kohen Gadol. That's the only reason in our Gemara that the tefillah of the Ritzeach can be effective. What is our Gemara saying? That if a Ritzeach will daven for the Kohen Gadol to die, his tefillah is not considered to be a kilas chinam. Why? Because there's some taina on the Kohen Gadol, but that's not the reason that his going leaving the Yermiklo depends on it. That's only a reason why if the Ritzach davens for it, there's a way for the field to be miskapel. So says the Maharal, what's the Ikar Pshat is with the first Nikudah Rashi brought? The Kohen Gadol represents Chesed, represents Ashras Hashchino, represents all the good in the world. The Ritzach represents the opposite. He goes on to say that the Kohen Gadol is Chesed connected to the Ritzach, which is Midas Adin. Says also in Shemaim, you have Michoel Sarah Gadol, he brings all the good to the world. And Kenegdo, you have the Samech Mem, the Satan, he's Keneged, and that's the Midas Adin in the world. The Ritzach represents the Satan. Meaning, the Kohen Gadol is the exact opposite of what a Ritzach is all about. The Kohen Gadol brings the Shefa to the world. We know the Shefa comes through the Koyanim. The Koyanim, we do it in Birkas Koyanim, but especially the Kohen Gadol, brings all the good skin to the world. And the Ritzach is doing the exact opposite. He brings din and bad things to the world. So the Ritzach is not fitting to be together with the Kohen Gadol. He goes on the Chiddush HaGadol to explain more that when Kohen Gadol dies, so then he got the Misa Tzadikim Mechaperes, that goes up to a high place where there's no Midas Adin, and that brings a rectification to what the Ritzach did. So the Maharal is telling us a tremendous Chiddush. This new idea, new way to understand what's going on in our Gemara and what's going on in the Psukim. The reason the Ritzach is going to the Miklot is because he cannot live in the same place as the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol represents the exact opposite of the Ritzach. And the Kohen Gadol is Nifter, so he goes on and rectifies through his Ptiro the sin of the Ritzach. But not that the Ritzach depends on the Kohen Gadol, and there's a time in the Kohen Gadol because of the Kohen Gadol, the Ritzach did the Ritzichel. It's just that the Ritzach can daven for the Mises Kohen Gadol, and his davening will be effective somewhat because there is something here against the Kohen Gadol. But that's not the Iker reason. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.